Joining us right now in what will be his regular weekly spot every Tuesday on the Midday Show, number 54 of the New York Jets, and that is Avery Williamson. Avery, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm actually really great right now. I'm getting a massage.
Oh, nice.
You're getting a massage while you're doing our show, Avery?
That's brilliant.
That's how. That's how we mean.
That's how we should do it.
Yeah, wow.
You
there? I'm losing you a second. Go ahead. Go ahead, Avery.
So you have to be able to multitask.
Wow.
And also, you figure you'll get the most honest answers when you're relaxed.
I guess that's true.
Look at it that way.
That's true.
How would you rate? Because I walked away from this game thinking, in the first half after the Adam Thielen touchdown, you guys played really well defensively for the most part, forced a lot of three and outs. We know what happened in the second half. The game started getting out of hand.
No third downs for two of 15 on third down for the Vikings.
Overall, what would you say to describe the overall defensive performance in your mind of this team on Sunday?
I feel like we were definitely tough, and I feel like we were persistent the entire game. And I'd say we just broke down on a couple plays, and that was the problem. A couple plays is what killed the game. He had some good throws. Cousins had some good throws, and it's literally a couple plays that broke the game down and puts out of position to win.
Even on the two touchdown passes that he threw, on the first one, Darrell Roberts was all over Thielen. He just made a great throw. And then on the second one, the last one, Claiborne, I forget who the receiver was, Claiborne was all over him too. I mean, the ball was just, basically where it had to be.
Yeah, I mean, it was where it had to be. And, those guys get paid too. So you can't sit here and say that, you're going to make every play that you're supposed to make, because, those guys get paid, man. So Cousins made a great throw, and, I saw it from the field. I thought it looked like Mo was about to intercept it. It went right through his arms. It was a great throw, man. And he he put the ball where it needs to be, and it's just a split second. If Mo would have got his, head around a little bit faster, but, man, he was right there on him, man. It was great coverage, and they made a great play, man.
Is it difficult having to go back on the field every 2 minutes? Because there was so many three and outs in the first half of this game.
I mean, yeah, it's difficult, but we know that we have to get the ball back to the offense as much as possible, and whatever it takes, man, to get them in their rhythm. As long as we're getting them the ball back, that's what we got to do. And you can be upset about it, but I've been through it before. When I was with the Titans, it was a rookie quarterback. So I know how it is, man. But, he's going to get it together. And I got faith in Sam. He's going to be a good quarterback, man. And he's showing flashes of it, but he's young. He's still got a lot to learn. You just got to keep being patient with him.
Every two plays that really bothered me on the defensive side of the football for you guys. Number one, let's be honest. I don't know if you saw the replay of this or not. But that hit that Copeland had on Cousins was a safety. He's in the end zone. If you haven't looked at this play, okay, and I guess you can't challenge it because the officiating, which is horrific in the NFL, I know you can't say anything about it, but the officiating is horrible. They called forward progress, so you couldn't challenge it. If you get a chance, if you haven't seen it, look at that play where Copeland sacks Cousins.
Yep,
that is a safety. And the officials blew that call, so that made me crazy. The other play that really even made me more crazy, if that's possible, was the play where Cousins throws this lateral to Diggs. I guess it was to Diggs. And nobody, Darren Lee's there talking to Diggs, and Nickerson finally realizes that it's a live ball, and Diggs beats him to the ball. That was a huge play in the game. If you guys come up with that ball, how about that play, Avery?
Yeah, that was definitely tough, man. I was on the field and I relaxed myself. I was on the other side, but you didn't. It's kind of one of the things where most of the time it is a forward pass, and you just automatically think that the play is dead. And it's one of the things where from now on you just got to make sure you pick it up, regardless of if you think it's forward or not. Just pick it up.
Yeah.
And I definitely could have changed the game. I hate that. We didn't get the ball. Darren was definitely upset about that. And, we talked about it in the meeting, and coach is just like, make sure you just pick the ball up regardless of if you think it's a forward pass or, a backwards pass, regardless. So, it could have changed the game. It's just things like that. You know, you just never know. You never know what scenarios you'll get, you know, in those 60 minutes.
Now, you said the coaches said something about it after the fact. Have they drilled this kind of thing into you that, hey, you know what, you see a ball like that, it could be live, you know, just pounce on it because you never know. I mean, is that kind of, is that drilled into you, Avery?
I mean, not really. It just, I mean, you can't work every scenario. You can't work every scenario in football. But it's just one of those weird situations where you hear the whistle because, I mean, it's happened numerous times in the game. You know, you get a pass and quarterback throws it in the dirt and it's incomplete. They blow the whistle. So you just don't expect to hear – like, you expect to hear a whistle. And that time, they didn't. So it's just one of those things, man. You just got to be aware and just pick the ball up. And when I'm in that situation, I'll make sure I do the same thing.
Hey, please do, Avery.
Listen, man, I'm sitting on my couch watching football.
I wanted to go dive on a ball.
Yeah.
Avery.
I mean,
no, I'm telling you.
I wanted to. I was running up to the TV screen. Shouldn't
you go up to the screen and jump through it?
Shouldn't that be taught, though? Like, anytime I see a guy pick up a loose ball and just run with it in the NFL, I say, good for him. He's being smart. You never know. You never know what these dopey officials are going to call.
And they are dopey, by the way. Eric.
They are, but shouldn't that be stressed more by the coaching staff that if you see the ball on the ground, don't think once, don't think twice, just pick up the damn football because you never know what's going to happen?
Yeah, you know, definitely so. I mean, it's because you, like you say, you never know, and it can change the game. So you might as well just go ahead and pick it up and just take off with it, and you might get a touchdown.
Yeah, certainly. Now, I got news for you. You want me to break some news for you that you may know, you may not know? I have news for you being reported by Adam Schefter that the Jets are about to bring in one of your former teammates.
Oh, really?
So tell me a teammate that you would never want to be teammates with again.
This is a defensive player?
No, I'll give you a hint. It's an offensive player.
Okay.
Right? So is there a guy you're dreading saying, oh, my God, I hope he doesn't say this guy. I don't want him back on my team again.
It's not Mariota. I'm going to say it's not Mariota.
It's not Mariota.
No, I mean, whoever the team wants to bring in, hey, as long as it's somebody's going to help us win and they're along, you know, on the same page with the team, that's all that matters.
Okay.
That's all that matters. So, yeah.
I'll tell you.
It's got to be a wide receiver, right?
I'll tell you my thoughts on the guy. 3 years ago in fantasy, I wouldn't mind owning him, having him on my team. The last couple of years, not as much. Rishard Matthews. Are you excited?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Excited?
What's your thoughts on him?
Man, he's actually a phenomenal player, man. I played with him in Tennessee for two years. 2 years. He definitely he's a passionate player, man, and talented. He's very talented, man, and he can go, man. He can definitely add some great things to the receiving core. Great hands, and he just makes something out of nothing, man. I've seen him make some phenomenal catches, you know, playing with him in Tennessee.
So we just made your massage better right now. Is that
there
fair?
You go.
You did.
All right, cool.
You did.
And that's news for you too, Joe.
No, that's good.
I'm
no,
all
it's not bad.
I'm
he'll, he'll be playing, I'm sure, against the Bears on Sunday. We're talking to Avery Williamson of the Jets in his regular weekly spot. He's getting a massage right now as well.
What a life, man.
We won't get into all of that, but I let's be honest. I mean, most people, as you go into Chicago, okay, and call me pessimistic. I mean, you know, I'm a 54-year Jet fan. Believe me. But I look at this game against the Bears, and I'm like, okay, they're playing a Bear team that had a brutal loss 2 weeks ago to the Dolphins, a brutal loss to the Patriots this past week, and now my team is coming there to Chicago to play them. This is going to be a very tough spot, Avery. How about this game coming up against the Bears on Sunday?
It's huge. It's huge, you know, for both of us. You know, we were trying to get over the hump, you know, 4-3 this past week and 3-4. So now we're trying to regain and make sure that we're staying up in the division. So they're trying to do the same thing. So it's definitely gonna be a tough game, man. They got a great team, young quarterback. He's definitely gotten a lot better from last year, and you know they got a team full of talent. You know, the two running backs. They have a good offensive line, and they're definitely a team that can make stuff happen, man. And they've lost some close games, so they're gonna be hungry, man. And not especially being at home. They're going to be ready to get a win.
How do the injuries in this secondary? Doug Middleton is now out for a very long period of time, I think for the season with the torn pec, which is a shame. Marcus May has been banged up. We know about Trumaine Johnson. How do those injuries in the secondary affect you and what you're doing?
Well, it's definitely tough, but you know, as long, you know, we got to have guys to fill in and replace those guys. I'm confident with whoever they put back there that they'll get the job done, you know. So I feel like we've still been playing solid. And I feel like as long as we're out there on the field communicating and flying around, man, I feel like we'll be all right. So, hey, next man up, man, that's all that matters. So, you know, I hated to see the Doug go down like that because he's definitely he's a great player and he's been helping us out a whole lot this season on defense and special teams.
All right, I want to go back to the Bear game because one thing we saw last week with Trubisky was his running ability. I think he rushed for run for about 81 yards just last week or on Sunday against New England. He had that crazy run. I don't know if you saw that on tape yet.
I didn't see it yet.
Oh, my God. This crazy run where he runs about 75 yards to go backwards, forwards, to go 8 yards for a touchdown, and basically doesn't get touched on the entire play. So he's a guy. No, you'll see it, I'm sure, in the film.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So it's crazy. Yeah. So you know that you got a guy here, quarterback, that can beat you not only throwing a football, but he can run the ball a little bit too. How about that? I mean, now I would think you'd be the guy to kind of maybe be keen on him. Middle linebacker. Wouldn't you be kind of the guy keen on the quarterback in that situation?
In certain, I mean, it depends on what situation it is. But, I mean, the biggest thing is just keeping them in the pocket, keeping them contained, D-linemen, making sure that the rush lanes are good, you know, making sure that you're not getting brushing past the quarterback and allowing him to have lanes to get open, because especially in the zone coverage where we're dropping back. And, you know, that adds a whole nother wrinkle to the to defending a team like that. We got a quarterback that can run. So it's definitely tough. So we got to make sure that we're all being aware of our rush lanes and keeping him contained so he can't get out.
Where is the confidence level of this football team right now, Avery?
I feel like we still have a lot of confidence, man. And, you know, we took a loss, you know, this week, but the Vikings, they have a solid team, and we were right there with them to the end. And I feel like we're not down and out right now. We know that we're still in the thick of things. So our confidence levels are good. We just got to go out and have a great week of practice. And I'm confident, man, because there's a lot of games left. We got 9 games left to play. So the opportunity to get to the playoffs is still there. So we've got to make sure that we're on point, and we got a great team. So we've shown that in 3 games that we've won. So we've got to make sure that we're going out, doing what we do, practice hard. Communication's got to be on point this week, and we've got to execute and practice and make sure that we know this game plan, you know, from start to finish.
You know, one thing that you guys did not do, and I mentioned that play with the, you know, that ball that wasn't picked up, but there was no, you didn't force any turnovers in this game. And that's kind of been your MO. You had 4 the week before. You know, how about that? I mean, that's something, I think if you're going to beat the Bears this week, you're going to have to force some turnovers in this game, Avery. How about that?
Yeah, turnovers are huge, man. And I had a couple attempts I tried to strip.
I saw
strip
that. The ball out. I know you did. And, yep.
You know, it just the ball wouldn't roll our way, so it's tough. You know, at times, and we had opportunities at certain points, but we just didn't take advantage of it. So, I mean, turnovers is huge. You know, we lost a turnover battle this week, and that's something that can change the game around. And you know, if we get 1 or 2 turnovers, you know, it's scoring defense that can win the game for us. So we got to make sure that we're definitely in practice this week, trying to get the ball out, interceptions, you know, doing everything, tip balls, whatever, you know, trying to make turnovers happen. So we're doing it in practice. It happened in the game.
Well, Avery, good luck on Sunday.
I appreciate it.
Love to see a big win against the Bears. And,
we need it.
Are you still getting a rub down, by the way?
I'm still getting a massage. I'm about to put the phone down and relax.
Avery, I got a serious question, all right? were you fully clothed while you were getting this? Like, what's
this
the situation?
Question you're asking him?
Kind of curious.
Is that a question I can answer?
Well, you could just say yes or no. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go into detail here, Avery. You know what I mean?
No.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right.
Well, Avery, thanks a lot.
You gotta be comfortable. You gotta get the massage. Fully comfortable. Yeah.
No, I get it.
We get it.
Think about it. Last week we had you on. It was kind of a get together. You came in.
Right.
It was great meeting you. You seemed like a really cool dude.
Tremendous.
So this was your first spot with us while, you know, like a weekly guest, and you felt comfortable enough to be doing that.
Will you be getting a massage every week when you come on with us? How about that?
I might be. We'll see.
If they win Sunday.
If we win. I got to. We got to keep it the same.
Hey, let me tell you right now. You win Sunday, you better get a massage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, you deserve, if you beat the Bears on Sunday, okay, not only will Evan and I both be doing cartwheels, okay, but you deserve a massage. Now.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
We just won't be giving it. That's all.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, Avery.
Thank you, Avery.
Hey, thanks. Hey, you guys have a great one.
All right, man. Good talking to you. Avery Williams, center of the Jets. Getting a massage as he's talking to us.
That may have been a first.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. But, yeah, the Jets signed Rishard Matthews.
It's a good move. Why not? They needed a wide receiver. I mean, you know, why not? It's been a while, but he's had some. How long has he been in the league now?
About 5 or 6 years now. Yeah, a good year a couple years ago.
He did.